Federal narcotic agent James R. Kerrigan died December 27, 1928, from abdominal injuries sustained on September 28, 1928, when he fell 8 feet into an areaway while conducting a raid on an opium den in Newark, New Jersey's Chinatown. Agent Kerrigan continued to work after his fall, but frequently complained of sudden pains. 3 months later, he checked into a hospital, and it was decided that he should undergo an abdominal operation to relieve the ailment. Agent Kerrigan showed improvement after the operation, but suffered a sudden relapse and died. Agent Kerrigan was assigned to the New York City Narcotics Office for the Bureau of Prohibition with the Department of Treasury. Agent Kerrigan's fellow agents referred to him as, quote, the cleverest narcotic investigator in the United States, one who had run down more big narcotic law offenders than anyone else. The raid in Newark in which Kerrigan sustained his injuries was one of 6 raids made that night, and it resulted in the arrest of 10 drug offenders. Agent Kerrigan left behind a wife and 2 young sons. He was 40 years old at the time of his death.